You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, 16 weeks almost in the books for the NFL. Monday Night Football tonight, New Orleans taking on Miami. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Josh Alper joins us, ProFootballTalk.com. How are you, my friend?
Doing great.
So let's talk about the big game yesterday between Buffalo and New England and the two quarterbacks. And this is kind of a two-part question. Josh Allen in a game that people felt like he really did need to win, even though it was more just getting back to tightness with the New England Patriots. And then Mac Jones. Where do you see both quarterbacks after this particular game?
Well, I think that with Mac Jones, I think that, you know, that was the big, you know, the big knock on Buffalo after that first game is they didn't make Mac Jones beat them. And I think they did that yesterday, and it didn't work. And it didn't work for New England, and it didn't work against Indianapolis the week before. And so I think we're seeing that there's still some steps to take for Mac Jones, and we see how carefully that the Patriots crafted an offense around him, and kudos to them for how well it's worked. But that to take that next step, Mac Jones needs to take that next step. And, you know, it's unnatural to expect a rookie not to have those kinds of struggles. So I think that there's nothing to be overly alarmed about if you're New England, other than the fact that, you know, you're settling back to more of the team I think everybody expected at the beginning of the season, and maybe got a little entranced by that winning streak to say that they were ahead of schedule. On the Buffalo side, I think this is getting back to the Buffalo team we expected to see all year. And it was a very impressive performance by Allen. And I think Isaiah McKenzie stepping up huge for them as a receiver and using everybody and using the entire field and getting back to those kinds of approaches on offense is a really good sign for them.
When you look at the AFC and you see Kansas City winning eight straight, and that's a team that you're starting to realize, okay, maybe this is the team that's, all right, they're coming together, the early season struggles are behind them, they're starting to look like the Chiefs of old. But every team has gone through their sort of ups and downs. Do you feel Buffalo, this is a turn corner type of game, or is there still a feeling like maybe they go back to struggling a bit or finding things that are wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that, you know, teams are going to try and bully them up front. And I think that there's still a sense that they're vulnerable to that. And I think they still have to show week after week that they can stand up to that. And I think that, you know, is certainly going to come in the playoffs. And if they were to play in Indianapolis, I think that would be, you know, a full strength Indianapolis. I think that would be a really big test of that. But I think that, yes, you're seeing teams that have faced adversity, adjusted, and stepped back and stepped forward. And the teams that do that, and I'd put Tennessee right in that list too after the way they played against San Francisco the other night. I think that you're seeing all these AFC teams sort of recalibrate. I think the Chiefs have done a spectacular job of it, and I think the other teams, the jury's still out a bit. But I think that, yeah, I think that's where we are. And I think the Colts, the Titans, the Bills, and the Patriots are all teams that have a chance to make a real run, but I think the Chiefs have separated themselves a little bit.
Let's get to the Colts, because that was a win again on Saturday. They were down a few people too, like a lot of teams were, but they go on the road and they win, and now looking like one of the hotter teams in the AFC. How dangerous is Indianapolis?
I think they're very dangerous, and I think that, you know, if Carson Wentz plays the way he played on Saturday night, I think they're incredibly dangerous, because that looked like the Carson Wentz that was on his way to winning an MVP in Philly before he blew up his knee. And I know that they're not going to be putting everything in his basket with that offensive line and with Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. But, you know, Frank Reich said in the week, it's almost like he knew what the game was going to be over the weekend, that there are going to be times where they have to rely on Carson Wentz to win a game. And for him to show that he can do it is, I think, enormous for the Colts, for their confidence and for what it does to other teams as they try and game plan for them moving forward.
Sometimes you can get some information on your team when the team sometimes doesn't play particularly well. Matt Stafford struggled, yet the Rams are still getting a road victory there. What did it tell you about the way Los Angeles played?
Yeah, well, they have a good defense, and they have a defense that can bail their offense out at times. I think that, you know, I wouldn't – I wouldn't want to go into too many games and see your quarterback turn the ball over three times and feel confident about how things are going to play out. So I think it's a little bit of an outlier, and I do think that it's something with the Rams that we've seen their defense at many times this season succeed. I would take more from the other games they lost where Stafford struggles, as this is still a concern that if they're going to have a rough game from their passing game, it's going to be hard for them to win, especially if this Darrell Henderson injury is serious, because it's a great story with Cam Akers getting back from the torn Achilles, but we don't know that he can play. And if the Rams aren't able to balance out the passing game with a run, then I think it's going to be very hard for them to win multiple games in the postseason.
The one thing about this league has always been the case is that you can play really well and then play the next week and not look like the same team, obviously. But Cincinnati played great. Joe Burrow had great stats. But the Ravens had – there was nobody on that football team on the other side of it. How do you grade how that game actually was for the Bengals?
Yeah, it is tough, and it is that caveat, because it the numbers are so eye-popping that you like to believe, it's a division game, divisional title in the mix, and it is hard to get a real read on what that means moving forward for both teams. But I think that for the Bengals, it is every win like that is a little bit more reason to believe, and for a team that is young and a team that hasn't had a history of recent success, all of those things are positives. It's a very different level, but I'll say that the Jets holding on and beating the Jaguars yesterday, you're beating the Jaguars. You're not doing anything too tremendous. It's still a terrible season for the Jets, but those things matter. Those things build some winning, an identity of how to win. And I think that for the Bengals is super important, especially when you put them in a spot where now you're basically one win away from getting where you wanted to be at the beginning of the season.
And can we make the same kind of conversation about Dallas? Again, that was an impressive win in terms of the points and what they did statistically. But here's another team that's beat up because of COVID and playing on a short week and not having its full arsenal.
Yeah, and I think for Dallas, that seeing the offense come back to life and seeing that Cowboys offense we saw at the very beginning of the season, they played bad teams and they played the Giants and didn't do anything impressive offensively. They played Washington a couple of weeks ago and were unimpressive offensively. And so to see the offense fire on all cylinders like that has to make them feel like, wow, everything maybe is really rounding into form at exactly the moment we need it to. And I think that, for that, it is, I think, a huge win. And I think a feather in the cap, regardless of the fact that Washington was depleted and trying to beat themselves up on the sideline at the same time.
How do you read Philadelphia? They're playing some teams that are hurting and are not that good, but they are winning these games 3 in a row at 8-7. How do you read what Nick Sirianni is doing in Philadelphia?
I think the best thing to say about Nick Sirianni as a first year head coach is he adjusted to what wasn't working, and that, for a team that couldn't run the ball at all early in the season to be the best rushing offense in the league over the last, seven, eight weeks, it is a real sign that he understands what his football team is and how to get the most out of his football team. I still think that, there are questions about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. I think that when you look at them against teams like the Buccaneers and Packers and even the Cowboys, it's hard to see how they measure up in terms of playoff wins. But I think that for the Eagles and for the base of where you want to build a franchise, I think all of these things are really positive signs, because it shows that Nick Sirianni is a coach who's willing to admit that he doesn't know everything and that he doesn't have a cookie cutter system, that if everything has to fit into his idea of what a scheme is. He's willing to adapt and change and move. And that, I think, is the most important skill for any head coach to have.
Josh Alper joining us, ProFootballTalk.com on a Progressive guest line. Josh, what's the best read without the sort of extreme fandom that comes from people who go to, hit social media? What's the best way to look at where Baker Mayfield is with Cleveland after that performance against the Packers?
I think that, your Baker Mayfield is a tough read, because he's a guy who there are a lot of quarterbacks you'd rather have than Baker Mayfield, but there aren't guys readily available who can fill that void. Now you get into the off season and you say, should they make a run at Deshaun Watson? Absolutely. If if Russell Wilson were interested in coming to Cleveland, I think you absolutely have to make a move like that. But the flip side is he's a guy who took you to the playoffs last year, and they still have a shot at making the playoffs this year, despite a lot of tough circumstances. We keep coming back to how many teams have these circumstances, so everyone's in that boat. But they keep fighting, and I think he's got all of the leadership qualities you want in a quarterback. He's a guy you want to believe in, and a guy that teammates love. But, when the results don't measure up, at some point you have to look for something else. And I think that's where Cleveland is. I just would be hesitant to throw him overboard without a really, really good option coming in to replace him, because as Cleveland knows better than anyone, it's really hard to find a quarterback.
With all of the COVID outs and whatnot, I can sense that there is a little worry from the fans that this could be a postseason where we're getting – affected by this. Is the league taking any extra steps to sort of protect what the protocols and making sure that we don't get a postseason where half a team is on a COVID list and we have to move a game or two?
Yeah, I mean, I think the league I don't know that they're going to implement something league-wide, but I would think that any team that's looking at a postseason run, I would think is going to be talking very seriously, if they haven't already, they should be talking very seriously about implementing those extreme protocols for themselves and saying to the guys, look, for the next month, your only life is football. And that means no kids' birthday parties, and it means no going out to dinner. It means no dates. It just those things have to be put on hold, because the football part has to matter more. And that, let's get through this rush. Let's get through this surge that we're seeing around the country right now and get the football season done with. And then we'll reassess from there. But I think the NFL should be pushing for that. And I think that, if you're you're the Packers or the Bucks or any of the teams that are already in the playoffs, I would be looking very seriously at putting those kinds of things into place, because I don't think that the NFL is going to have much appetite for moving playoff games around and screwing with that TV money in order to satisfy the competitive balance side of things.
Absolutely. Josh, always good talking to you. Hope you had a really good holiday. Thank you so much again. I appreciate it as always.
Yes. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Josh Alper, Pro Football Talk on our Progressive guest line. Progressive quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. More on that last statement there when we come back on Wake Up Call.